The Rust Belt spans the country from New York to Illinois. That nickname came from all the closed factories and plants during the decline of manufacturing in the 1970s and 80s. When the jobs disappeared, almost 6 million Rust Belt baby boomers left the Midwest, and many of them fled to southern cities like Atlanta. That migration is the subject of a new book by my next guest. Paul Hertnecki is the author of Rust Belt Boy, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
Now, your book began as a blog. What is the relationship of the blog to the book?
Well, when I was drafting the book, I started peeling away what I thought was the truth about the hometown that I grew up in, Ambridge, Pennsylvania, which was named after the American Bridge Company, about 15 miles from Pittsburgh. And when I would revisit my drafts, I found that they didn't seem quite true to me. And so I would draft them again. I would revise them over and over again. And then I realized I needed feedback from the people I grew up with. I didn't want to publish this thing.
To make sure your memory was accurate.
Exactly. There were some common points of memory that other people had the same memories of these places or had the same memory of the way it was. I didn't want to publish it and then take all the heat. So I thought I'd put it out there and beta test it in a way and see whether I was going to get a lot of heat or I was going to get some positive feedback. Well, it turns out I got a lot of positive feedback, and people started to amplify what I was saying by giving me their own stories.
Okay, so you and you included some of their stories in the eventual book, right?
Most of the stories are my own, and so their stories kind of helped me understand the place better. So I would say, you know, that their understanding of the place helped me put that into perspective. So it wasn't just my perspective, but their perspective as well. Most of the characters are, all of the characters are really people I encountered.
But what kind of is at the center of this is what a huge, we talk a lot about the Great Migration, which is the movement of largely African Americans from the South to the North. But you're talking about a reverse migration in some ways when a lot of people moved South to find work. But what a culture shock that was to move from a manufacturing center in the North to a place like Atlanta down South. What was that like?
Well, as one of those people, I moved here in 1980 and stayed until 1984. It was a culture shock, but it was a rather pleasant one. Atlantans, Georgians were very welcoming to us. There were the carpetbagger kinds of slurs, but those were done tongue-in-cheek. It was probably the hardest part of the culture shock was the homogeneity of the age group.
What do you mean? Everyone was the same age.
Everyone was a baby boomer, it seemed. I used to say to large groups, I would ask them, when's the last time you talked to somebody over 60? And I'd hear silence.
Because this was in the 80s, and the baby boomers weren't over 60 yet.
Right. And Atlanta wasn't the kind of place that had a lot of public interaction at that time. There wasn't a whole lot of public transportation. We were all driving our own cars to our own offices, to our own apartment complexes. Oh, well. You know? So that kind of age diversity wasn't here. So that part of the culture shock was pretty big. I mean, I left the city, I came here from Boston, but Pittsburgh at the time, when the bottom fell out of steel, had the second oldest population in the country next to Palm Beach, Florida.
So did you have assumptions in your head about what the South would be like before you moved here? You're already beginning to smile. Let's be honest, Paul. I won't tell anybody.
I don't really think I did. I think I went into it with my eyes wide open. People told me, it's going to be slow down there. Slow. People talk slower, walk slower. Well, coming from Boston, that wasn't such a bad thing. I was open to that. I think that, you know, it took me a while to get used to the accent. I was in my first meeting, I heard someone in the meeting repeatedly say, "Suck it." And I thought, what is he saying? And then I understood he was saying, first, we got to do this, and suck it, we'll be doing that.
Oh, second. Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
So that took a long time, but this is, you know, I respected the culture here. I thought the culture here was fabulous. Everything from the food to the entertainment to the slowness.
So your title, Rust Belt Boy, mm-hmm. I ask because Rust Belt is one of those terms that many people from cities like Pittsburgh and Detroit, they don't really appreciate other people using that term, even if they use it themselves. What are your feelings about Rust Belt?
Well, it's on point. It's descriptive, just as Sun Belt is. It's a bit of a pejorative, but we're kind of proud of Rust. Rust is still has an enduring quality. The U.S. Steel building, when it was built in Pittsburgh, was built of Corten steel, which is pre-oxidized steel. And in that way, it heals itself. When it's scratched or when it's marked or when it has faults, the oxidation covers it over. And I think that kind of self-healing is a lot of what the Rust Belt is about. There are a lot of ruins. There are a lot of industrial ruins. But I quote someone in the book, an Englishman, and I'll fracture the quote here, but basically a ruin really is something that is just standing there waiting for the imagination to play on it. I think that's happened in Pittsburgh. I think it will happen in Detroit. It's happening in Cleveland. And it's happening in Buffalo. It's happening in Milwaukee.
If you're just joining us, my guest is author Paul Hertnecki. His new book is titled Rust Belt Boy. So these towns that then got emptied, you're talking about Pittsburgh when you were growing mm-hmm. up and it had a very old population. What did happen as people began to move out and many of them moved south? What was left in places like Pittsburgh or Ambridge?
Half of the baby boomers were left, and they were resolute to remake it. And that's kind of who I dedicate the book to, those who stayed. And they stayed and took care of the parents. They stayed and supplied this gravity that kept us all loyal to those places. But also in Pittsburgh, because things went down so fast in Pittsburgh, as opposed to Detroit, where the auto industry lingered, Pittsburgh had to remake itself. And so it started delivering healthcare in a different way. It started addressing the needs of elders. So they actually have healthcare systems that will now be adapted to baby boomers much more smoothly than it will be in other cities, the aging baby boomers, because they know how to deliver healthcare to an older population.
Because they were sort of the leading edge of that crisis.
Right, exactly.
Now, why you came down to Atlanta, you were only here for 4 years. Why did you leave?
A couple of reasons. One, I missed the Northeast.
What were the things specifically that you missed?
I missed being able to live in the mountains and get to the sea within an hour and a half. It's a very compact
Atlanta
place.
Is landlocked.
Yes. I missed the cities of the Northeast. I missed my family. My wife's family is from Connecticut, and she wanted to be closer to them, and I wanted to be near Pittsburgh. We spent all our vacation time visiting family, and I love my family, but that's not the same as vacation.
Right. But did you hear, as you were sort of focus grouping your book through the blog, did you hear from other people whose families had moved south and then stayed?
Oh, yes. In fact, I would say the majority of them have stayed. And they're very happy in Phoenix and Denver and Texas and Florida and Atlanta and Charlotte.
And you never thought, gee, I wonder why they would have stayed?
No, they found work, and the weather's nicer.
Than Boston? You're kidding me.
That makes a big difference. If you don't want to shovel snow anymore, you can find places where you don't have to do that.
And I will say that in Atlanta, I've never had a cab driver swear at me.
I'm sorry.
Spoken as a true Bostonian. Paul Hertnecki is author of Rust Belt Boy. He will be at Smith's Old Bar in Atlanta tonight at 7 to talk more about that book. Paul, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your interest in this. It's been a pleasure for me.